football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
The stadium, Mark Blitzars, Tom King, Ben Casanilli and Zach Tui talking to you for Inspirations Paint. Firstly, congratulations on signing for another year. This wonderful journey continues. You must be wrapped that it's all locked away and you're ready to go for 2026.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's been a very smooth process. I was always wanting to play here, and the club was always good that they wanted me here for next year. So very excited, and as you said, down here at the moment at Optus, all warmed up, ready to go.
22 degrees in Perth at the moment. Blitz, pretty nice in Geelong as well today, 19 degrees, but I'm sure you probably enjoyed a little bit of sunshine over the last 24 hours.
Oh, mate, we've had 3 days of rain, actually. It's been very western weather. So, it's nice now it's cleared up. We were thinking it would rain a bit, but now it's cleared up, so I don't think we will. So the ground will be pretty dry and, it should be a cracker game.
When did you head over? I know a few of the boys, Shannon Neal, spoke with Tim and Jess on KROQ 955 Thursday arvo and then said, I'm getting on a plane tonight and heading home to catch up with the fam. When did you get over to the Western Capital?
Did the same thing. Was on Scratch's flight. So, it's a great program we've got here. We tipped off a good session Thursday and then obviously the captain's run yesterday, and between that was our own time. So got a couple of great ex-teammates that live over here. So done the coffee rounds and as of yesterday, into the game prep.
Who's been your favourite to catch up for the coffee, Mark?
Charlie Constable's always got some jokes. Parfy and Sammy Menegola as well. They're all ripper fellas.
Right, so you've just done the coffee rounds and now you've got the footy boots on, ready to go. Your best footy, you'd be thinking, wins tonight. You're coming off a tough period. Your form's been really good. What have you liked about the Cats across the past month?
Yeah, it's been good. We've been able to reset each week, win or loss, get on with the job and really prep well to perform well. So, this week was no exception. We had a bit of a longer break post-Bulldogs. We're able to freshen up and then really have a really good week on the training track. So, we're all really focused, and it's going to take a real professional performance tonight to get the job done, because, as Reg mentioned, they're a young side, but they've got plenty of energy and momentum's a huge thing in this game. So, we're going to try and stamp that out early.
For Inspirations Paint, speaking with Cat star Mark Blitzarves, he's Reg Tui on KROQ Footy.
How are you, mate? How are you going?
Good, Reggie. Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Better now. How do you see the first half of the season? So I've been there long enough to know that really what matters at the Cats is how you run into the finals. It's been a pretty good, impressive first half of the season, nowhere near your best, but trending in the right direction. You'd be pretty optimistic heading into the back half.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. A bit up and down in terms of every team up and down with the season, but we're just trying to build to the pointy end and make sure our best footy is when we want to peak at the right time. So, we need to win games during the season. We need to win enough to make finals and try and put ourselves right in the pointy end of the season. So that's the challenge, and keeping everyone fit and healthy. But, so far, so good. It's going to be an exciting and close season, and we've got to take the wins when we can.
Where are we going to see you play tonight?
No, I'll be mainly midfield, mate. A bit of wing, bit of ruck, and pending anyone else, potentially defence. But no, it should be good.
I can't wait to see you like full forward 5 minutes in, because just throw you everywhere.
You've actually kicked six goals for the year, Blitz. I think your season best might be 8 or 9. So you're hunting that down pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's been good. I've sort of had the freedom from that ruck to wing to try and push forward and get some matchups, and I've only kicked half my kicks out in the full this year, so it's been an improvement. And we'll try and kick a few more.
The last one I want to ask you before we let you go, and we know you're on a tight schedule, but I asked you this at the media conference during the week, and not everybody would have seen it, but are you getting a sense yet of, as I said, you pass Harry Taylor tonight, you go into outright 12th. I think Darren Milburn's ready to be picked off, and Matty Scarlett will be there, and Peter Riccardi, and next thing you know, you'll hopefully be playing 300 games. Have you got a sense of what you're achieving with your career?
Not as much as I mentioned during the week too. I think I'll look back on my career really fondly, but Scotty's a big believer of trying to stay in the present moment and enjoy it all, because it doesn't matter if it's a 10-year, 15, 20-year career, it goes far quicker than you think it does. So I'll have plenty of time to look back on that, but right now I'm just trying to stay pretty present and enjoy every moment.
Did you have Reg covered in Spot the Difference, Mark?
No, Reggie's a beast with that. He's
honest
him
man.
And Stewie were
told
the ones.
Right.
Yeah, no,
well, Stewie reckons he used
I'll
to cheat Reg.
Yeah, Stewie is a big cheat, I would have thought, Reggie. You can confirm that.
Well, right of reply is coming a bit later from Tom Stewart. We caught up with him during the week about Spot the Difference. Blitz, one bit of advice before we let you go. Stay away from the fence.
Will do. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Mark Blitz joining us on K-Rock Football.
The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.